started out the tour at Rugby Sport, Matt Adler.
Right, just... I think very suited to these two parishes over here. I get a lot more feedback about the picture on the notice about start of the day than the shear itself. Because it's a 12-year-old picture, but if Yatsa Bolecha Sima Zokin, it qualifies people not to recognize the person when they come back later with Yosef. So that's, I think, very passed for this week's parasha. But Eilat told us, Yaakov, Yosef, we see that this parasha begins, the parasha of the Golos, parasha of Golos Mitzrayim, the parasha of Yosef. There's a great deal in this parasha, which obviously the Mefarshim go to try to explain the Mechiras Yosef, the Cheshbon of the Achim Mechiras Yosef. There are a lot of difficult parashas to understand in the parasha of Mechiras Yosef. Why it had to happen? Why Yaakov sent him? Why Yaakov was? Why Yaakov chose Yosef as his favorite over all the other brothers, despite the fact he knew that it was creating sinner. We struggle to understand the parasha of Yehuda. So before we even begin this parasha, we know that any Mefarshim do explain anything in this parasha, that we have some level of understanding through what the Rishonim say, what the Mefarshim say. But definitely we can never be Yod to save Daitam of the Shiftei Kah. But we say it's something to settle our own minds to be able to understand a little bit better. When we say, Eilat told us, Yaakov, Yosef, all of the milas that all the other achin had were found in Yosef. Every mila that every other one of the shvatim have, Yosef had to some extent, which is itself one of the reasons why they weren't able to forgive him 100, because in the end of the day, that Yosef was a replacement for all the other achim, to the extent Yaakov was able to select Yosef as his prodigy, as his favorite, because he was actually going to, Yosef himself was able to fulfill what all the other achim would be able to fulfill. So BKH Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Yaakov wanted to rest in peace in Eretz Yisrael, and Miad Kofetz Olav Roigzeh Shel Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him this whole story of Yosef getting sold down to Mitzrayim. Obviously, there's no question about it. BKH Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, the Shalva that Yaakov was looking for was not any kind of peace and retirement. Yaakov was back in Eretz Yisrael, where Yaakov was able to now learn Torah to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov had focused on the Torah of Yeshiva Shem Ve'iva, which is the Torah of Golas. He'd come back to Eretz Yisrael, and he was able to fulfill the rest of his life as in Eretz Yisrael, being Mekayim Mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, what was so wrong with Yaakov wanting to be able to live there in the kind of peace that Yaakov was looking for? So the truth is, Vayiru Yaakov Mo'ir Vayetze Loin, when Yaakov met Esav, he was worried that he was going to either kill Esav, or he was worried that he would get killed. What was he worried about? He was worried that Esav had two particular zechusim which Yaakov didn't have. Number one, he had the mitzvah of kibadav, and he had yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu lived in fear of Yosef. However, now they had gone back to Eretz Yisrael, when it says v'yeshu Yaakov v'eretz megurei aviv, Yaakov Avinu thought that now he's back in Eretz Yisrael, where he's living Beretz Megurei Aviv, he's living with his father, so he's able to mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, and he's now back in Eretz Yisrael. That's the double lashon there, Beretz Kenan. Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv, Beretz Kenan. Beretz Megurei Aviv, he's there with his father, he's able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, and he's Beretz Kenan, he's able to mekayim the mitzvah of Shiva Eretz Yisrael. He thought that now he's going to have the safety of being able to, safety from Esav, and he could go on living in peace and get to live the life that Yaakov would live in peace. However, I saw Rabbi Zvi HaShveber goes through this Barichas as he does. He says like this: Really, as the Shibud of Mitzrayim was supposed to be 400 years. Klal Yisrael were only there for 210 years. Now he says because of Koshiyah Shibud, they were only there for 10 years. They were there. It was 210 years. However, the 190 years which are left were from the time that Yitzchak was born. Had Yaakov been able to live B'Shalva in Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't have been a Koshiyah Shibud on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael would have had to do the extra years in Mitzrayim. the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented Yaakov from having this shalva was that Yaakov should live with a certain bechina of galus in Eretz Yisrael, in order that the Klal Yisrael should be able to, that should count as part of the years of galus Mitzrayim. In fact, the pasuk in Iyov says, "Lo shalavti v'lo shakatti v'lo nachti v'yavi roiges." The Medrash says, "Lo shalavti" is I never had peace. Already, from the beginning, even when he was in the rechem of his mother, Yaakov was already hassled by Esav. "V'lo shakatti" I didn't have any peace when I was with Lavan. "V'lo nachti" I didn't have any rest at all. Later on, that was my son Dina. "V'yavi roiges." The roiges of Yosef came and disturbed his old age. Now roiges is actually the word roiges happens to be the gematria 210, which symbolized those 210 years which Yaakov was fulfilling on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The tzoras that Yaakov had all the way through now were the precursor to Klal Yisrael going to Mitzrayim. But the one who was going to continue that and take that, fulfill that, was actually going to be Yosef. Now, you see, it's interesting. Yosef, the purpose that Yosef had for Yaakov was that he was Sitnoi Shel Esav. You know, Rashi says in last week's parasha, Yosef was born, Yaakov knew that was the time that he can ask Lavan to let him go. What was the reason? Says Rashi, because Noilad Sitnei Shel Yosef. Yosef was going to be the nemesis for Esav. If Yaakov had to fight Esav, this was going to be the way he was going to be able to fight Esav. There's many reasons why, particularly Yosef was the one who was going to be able to come keneged Esav. We say that Beis Yaakov Le'esh is the original source of everything was Yaakov. The Lahava is the ember, the burning ember which can be passed on, which is Yosef who was able to take the fire further. So Yosef was actually going to bring all the koiches of Yaakov to the next generation. It's going to be the whole koiches of Yaakov into Mitzrayim. And then Beis Esav is going to be Lakash, which was why Esav was going to be able to fight. Yosef was going to stand up against Esav. Now, what did Esav have? The zechus in Esav was kibud avim, b'mesiris nefesh. Esav used to go hunting on his father's behalf to feed his father. Hunting is a risk. Every time, sometimes you'll get the animal, sometimes the animal will get you. So Esav actually fulfilled kibud avim, b'mesiris nefesh. Yosef was able to come keneged Esav because he also fulfilled the mitzvah of kibud avim b'mesiris nefesh. Yaakov Avinu sent him to go and check on his brothers, which was a tremendous risk. We'll see why he was able to do it soon, but it was a huge risk. However, Yosef was still prepared to go because he knew that there was his obligation to mechabed his father b'mesiris nefesh. The Sefer Chassidim says we actually learned from this the chiyuv of kibud avim is ad kedei b'mesiris nefesh. I heard last week B'Shem Yossi Cohen in Eretz Yisrael, he said that the first time Yosef actually meets Esav is where Yosef is fulfilling Kibud Avim Mesiris Nefesh. Yosef was standing in front of his mother Rachel, protecting his mother Rachel. So the first time Yosef meets these two powers, meet Zu Keneged Zu, that's when Yosef is standing in front of his mother Rachel to protect her. So Yosef was going to be sent down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu knew that Yosef was the one who was going to have to go into Golas. That's why, what was the ahava that he had? He said, Rashi says, Ki ben zekunim hulai bar chakim. He was, the Yaakov understood that this was going to be the channel for his Torah had to be shared, particularly with Yosef. What Torah did you share with him? He shared in the Torah of Yeshiva Shem Ve'iver. Yaakov, when he was in Golas, learnt the Torah of Yeshiva Shem Ve'iver, not the Torah of Avraham and Yitzchak. What he was teaching Yosef was how to handle Golas as well. Yosef needed that special kesher with his father to be able to prepare for the Golas, because that's where Yosef was headed. Yosef was headed down to Mitzrayim to be able to prepare the Golas for Klal Yisrael. Most of the things that Yosef did when he was in Mitzrayim were actually the events that brought about the segulas that Klal Yisrael needed to be able to leave Mitzrayim. Ultimately, the Vayonis, Yosef Achutza, Yosef running outside, going against the teva of anyone at that age who is challenged with the kind of challenge with Eishes Potiphar which Yosef had, you would expect that if he's so far away from everybody, so far away from his father, so far away from his family, and he's approached with this kind of challenge, he should have fallen in for it. He went against Teva and he ran. And that was Hayom Rav Ayonos. Later on, Klal Yisrael, the way that Klal Yisrael were able to leave Mitzrayim was through the Yamsuf. Hayom Rav Ayonos. What did the Yam see? Vayonos saw. Oh, so the zuchus that Yosef had, that Vayonos Achutza, that he ran away from that Avera, demanded of the water that now it should go against its Teva and split. This was what Yaakov was preparing Yosef for. Now, just mentioned before, Yaakov sent Yosef to check on his brothers in Shechem. How could Yaakov, the Pirsha Rosh, Al HaTorah asks, how can Yaakov send Yosef? He knew there was a risk. He knew his brothers didn't get on with him. And Yaakov also obviously understood the cheshbonus of the brothers as well, and knew there was a genuine risk to Yosef. How was he able to send Yosef to check on his brothers? So there's various different mahalchim in what Yaakov. So simplest of all is that, he is shliach mitzvah, and shluchim mitzvah ain't nizokin. But the problem is, shluchim mitzvah ain't nizokin is going to work for the way there, because he's on a mission for Yaakov. But nice, I saw brother, almost all the Mepharshim talk about it. He says he had told Yosef to go there, check what's going on, and Miachzereini Dava, bring back a report for me. So bringing back a report made him a shliach mitzvah for the way back as well. So what went wrong? So what went wrong there? If he was supposed to be protected, so the truth is Yaakov also thought that Shechem had a powerful skulas hamokim, because it says when Avram came to Eretz Yisrael, vayaver Avram ba'aretz ad mekayim Shechem. So he thought this mokim that Avram came to in Eretz Yisrael will have a special skula. But the problem was Yosef went further. He went to Dayson afterwards. So after he left Shechem, no longer was he on the route that Yaakov had sent him on, so he lost his regular shluchim mitzvah in Nizakin. He wasn't actual shliach, he was doing that of his own volition going further. And also, he wasn't there in the mokim where Avram had gone to, which would have had the school of the mokim to protect him. So that would have been Yaakov Avinu's, cheshbon. He'd sent him to check, Vashivini Dova, tell me what they are doing, and that way you'll be a shliach mitzvah on the way back as well. It's actually interesting if you look at just the lashon of the pasuk there. Lechna re'eh shleim achecha ve'shleim atzoin ve'ashiveni dova. The things that the items Yaakov told them to look for were actually all hinted at in that pasuk. Lechna re'eh shleim achecha. We know that one of the tales that Yosef told his father was that the brothers were being unkind to the bnei hashvachis. So he said to them, said to Yosef, Lechna re'eh shleim achecha, check if there's shalim amongst your brothers there, if they're being kind or unkind to the b'nei, ha'shavachis. Ve'eh shleim atzoin hints at the is of Evim and Achai, which Yosef told his father that the brothers had been over. Ve'ashiveni dava is bring back dava. We learned by Dvar Erva, we learned dava mimamon, yeah, in Gittin. So Yaakov was hinting to him, he's actually sending him on a mission to go and look and check what his brothers are doing. So when we hear that Yosef was telling his father, Dibasim Ra, the Vayav Yosef, Dibasim Ra, Laviyam, Yosef was bringing these reports back to his father, it seems that his father, according to Chidon, Nach Gedumim, seems his father was actually sending him to check out these issues, to check out, is this taka going on? Maybe that was Yaakov's own responsibility to be Mechiach, his sons, if they were taka doing something wrong. Yosef's brothers obviously had this tremendous kinna of him, because they saw that Yaakov loved him more than all the other brothers. Now, it says, they saw that Yaakov loved him, Mikol Echav, from all his brothers. It means that every one of the brothers was standing up really for the covet of the other brothers. They said, if it's supposed to be a Bechira, then fine. Reuven's a Bechir. If it's because he's Ben Zakunim, Binyamin's a Ben Zakunim. They were standing up for the covet of each other. The Shiftekar were not looking for their own covet, they were standing up for the covet of their brothers. Now the Atma Sabotka says that there's there's lots of cheshbonos which are brought down. We will go through some of the cheshbonos and what the brothers were doing, why the brothers decided they had to punish Yosef. Said, but this kinna that we talk about is really the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going being yored the safe datum of the Shavuotim, that even though they had proper cheshbonos in why they're doing this, still the background of it all was that kinna. Says Rayuchu Dabri Rishalim, says Alt Misabotka, we say, don't hate him in your heart, your brother in your heart. Give him some musa. He says, "Yuchu dabur l'shalom" was the whole problem, because if the Taka felt he was doing something wrong, then rather, speak it out. Once you've spoken out, you've given that to Chacha. He could fend for himself. He could explain what he thought he saw, and then beit shalom. So yuchu dabur, because they weren't able to speak to him, they weren't able to bring out into the air their grievances and bring about shalom through that. Let's look a little bit just at what the brothers had in mind. What was their cheshbon in dealing like this with Yosef, which as we've seen they were mechayev Yosef misa. When they said chayro achalosu, they said that we're going to tell our father. We'll tell him. V'amrin chayro achalosu. We'll tell our father that the chayro ate him. They say that. They believe that Yosef was a Baal Lashon Hara. And they saw Sefer Bina Le'itim says, Yosef was a Baal Lashon Hara. If you're a Baal Lashon Hara, then you lose your koyach of being a medaber. Being medaber puts you in a level above a chai. If you use your koyach adibur to speak Lashon Hara, you lose your chashivas as a medaber, and you drop down a level to the level of a Baal Chai. So they held chai ro achalosu, that he was actually eaten up by him. We didn't do anything to him. He was eaten up by this yerida that he had to the level of chai ro. And they actually held he was a chai ro. In fact, the Apirion says, he says, he thinks this is Peshat, and why they after they sold Yosef, they bought min olim, they bought shoes. Because the Marshal says in the bracha of Shasli Kotzorki, he says it's to the bracha that you're making is that you can wear these leather shoes made by animals, which puts you above the level of animals. He says that this Oyer Behema can only be used because we are the Medabrim, because we're on the level above. They held that Yosef was no longer a Medabrim, is a Balchai, and therefore they went and after they sold him, they took the value of what they sold him, they went and bought shoes, because that was all that was. That was the shabbiest that Yosef had at the time. They decided, "Va'atol chuvin ageu," said they're going to kill him. So everything seems very drastic. Everything seems every chayav misa. The truth is that with the bnei noach, a chayav misa for any averi they do. Were the Shavuotim on the level of bnei noach, or were they already called bnei Yisrael? So there's the Rechaim says that they paskened that Yosef was an eid zaymim. When you're an Eid Zaymim, Vasisanli Kashazam Nasis Lachuv. So he brought Dibosim Royal Avim, he told his father they were eating Eivim Menachai. If they're eating Eivim Menachai, then they would be, as Bnei Noach, they'd be Chayav Misa. If they are Chayav Misa, and he has given Eidus about them, Eidus is the Eid Zaymim, that they are Chayav Misa, Vasisanli Kashazam Nasis Lachuv, literally Lachuv, and he's going to be Chayav Misa. The problem is, that Chiyav Misa is only going to be if they are Bnei Noach, and not Bnei Yisrael, because if they're already called Bnei Yisrael, they won't be Chiyav Misa for that. The din of Eid Zaymim, even if the brothers are Chiyav Misa, even if that Eidus was about the brothers and that they are Chiyav Misa for being Bnei Noach, there can't be a din of Eid Zaymim. The din of Eid Zaymim only Shaykh Bayid. So Mimonoshach, if he's giving Eidus about them that they are Chiyav Misa, then he cannot be Chayav Misa, because Vasis Mekashazam Nasas Archiv only applies to a Yid. So, Leshitosam, that they hold that he brought the Bosom Royal of Yen, and either way, if he's Chayav Misa because he's an Eid Zaymim, then they're not Chayav Misa for Eid Eiv Menachai. This is actually the Machlekas between Yosef and his brothers. The story was that Sefer Parashas Rachim says they took they were shechted the behema, And after the shechet of the behemoth, the behemoth is still mefarches. It's still jumping around. It's shochut, but it's mefarches. The difference between a yid and a goy is a goy is the isav eiv menachai. In order to get rid of the isav eiv menachai, the animal has to be dead entirely. For a yid, he's got a chiyav to eat. The isav to eat from a behemoth, which is eino shochut. So once you shecht the behemoth, even if it's got some life in it, for a yid, you're allowed to eat it because it's shochut. For a goy, you'll be chayav misav eating it. So I was thinking that this is mamish the machlokes they got between them. According to Yosef, Yosef went and brought Dibasim Ra'al Aviyem, means he held that it was mefarches, he held that they are still b'nei noyach, and therefore they are chayav misa. Whereas they would have held that no, they're ready when it comes, they may still be b'nei noyach, but they're also at the level of b'nei Yisrael. Yosef held, you can't paskin that you've left the level of b'nei noyach l'kula. So they paskin that no, as Eiv Menachai, we can paskin that we are no longer Bnei Yisrael, we're no longer Bnei Noach, and therefore we're not Chayav Misa. But when it comes to Ezraim, we're Bnei Yisrael. They held, Yosef held, however, that no, you've got to go lechumra in both of them. So the Ma'aseh Yosef v'shitasoi, the Chayav Misa actually did shtim because it makes sense now that yeah, they're Chayav Misa because they've been over on Eiv Menachai and they've got to be machmir on the Dine Bnei Noach as well. And he is Chayav Misa as being Eid Zaymin because he's got to be Makbid on the din on the level of Yisrael that the din of Eid Zaymin applies to him.
Sorry to ask you.
Yeah.
Eid Zaymin is Amunah
Yisrael. Try and fit in any of the dinim with, you know, exactly. It won't go. It's not that. Everything is almost like, we see, almost everything they were Makayim, or were not Makayim, is similar somehow to, even the Din of Yibim, right? Din of Yibim, it's not Shaykh Din of Yibim, however, Yehuda was Makayim Din of Yibim. Before Matan Torah, the Din of Yibim was the closest relative we're going to do it. Even my Rus, actually, we're looking there's a certain Bechina of a Din of Yibim in it. It's not actually the classic Din which you come across. Yosef is put into this boy reik, ein boy mayim, ein boy nachoshim akrab miyeshbar. This is a nice word from which Soloveitchik. Which Soloveitchik says, but boy reik, ein boy mayim, ein boy nachoshim akrab miyeshbar. If nachoshim akrab miyeshbar is not, the boy is not reik. So he says that you can see that if something is missing what it's supposed to have in it, it's called reik. That's why some of the poskim held, you wouldn't make a bracha on Einstein, you wouldn't make a bracha. Is because as he may have been a brilliant and may have had enormous amount of knowledge, but at kama that he doesn't have Torah in him, if that's what he said, yid, and that's what's supposed to be there, then a boy reik in my mind, if it's empty of what it's supposed to have, even if it's got something else in there, it's still called, it's still considered to be reik. They sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim. How did Yehuda know that he was supposed to sell them to these Yishmaelim? So the fact that Gamalei and Noisim, Nechais of Sri Valait, they were carrying all these Besamim, Yehuda saw there's something out of the ordinary in the fact that these Yishmaelim, who normally would carry all sorts of smelly materials, are carrying Besamim. He realized something must be different, that this was a simon to him that he's supposed to sell Yosef to, them. Now, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, what was the point of putting this one little tidbit of goodness into it that Yosef should be able to have a journey where he has the pleasant smells of the Besamim? It says, it's such a bad way, a little bit more, a little less, not going to make a difference. So Rechem Shalev said that when we are Mitzayir someone, even if we have to punish someone, then we believe that once we're in a situation that we're only punishing, it doesn't make a difference. A little bit, you know, if you have punished a child, then it's a little bit more, a little bit less, doesn't make a big nafkimina. So Chaim Shalev, when something is nigzar, it's nigzar with exact diktuk in what should happen, what shouldn't happen. The fact that there was besomim is megale to Yosef, that despite the fact that he's in this situation, there's a tremendous diktuk. Akshbarcha doesn't want him to suffer more than he's supposed to. Now, whenever, says Rechem Shalevitz, every time a person sees there's a certain lichtigkeit, a certain oyer, a certain yeshua within a difficulty, it's not just to be able to be grateful for the small yeshua that you had. So, but that small yeshua that you had allows you to understand and have the bitachon that if this is what needed to happen right now, it must be that every chelik of the difficult side of it, every chelik of the ra, is also 100% oisge cheshbon. That's why you can't just to the take the round Chanukah, you have to have one beis yisus kasha. So actually, the very famously, right? The Meiri's answer to beis yisus kasha. That no one knows, right? Yeah, why are you lighting on the first day as well? The first day wasn't an ace. They had enough that oil for the first day. The Meiri says, sounds like a very acharonish Shavuot, this one. But the Meiri there says, the Meiri in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph and Beis says, that Beis has upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that at the same time as he brought the Yevonim into the Beis HaMikdash, should defile everything, he made sure that he protected one bottle of oil for them. The gadlus of this first day of Chanukah, the gadlus of the nace of the first day of Chanukah was that even mitoich la'chayshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to keep one bottle of oil there, which was that through that it's megale that every other chelik of the tzara that was brought about by the Yevonim was with 100% diktuk, and that was what needed to happen, which is lemaisa what the whole kedushas Levi. The famous Kedushas Levi on Chanukah, that Chanukah is the only Yom Tov which is at the end of the month. You've got Pesach, Purim, Sukkot, is all when the Levon has been Meluyo, in the middle of the month. Chanukah is supposed to, Dafka is supposed to be at the time where the Levona is waning, it's right towards the end of the month, when the darkness is becoming much greater, and it looks like the moon's almost disappearing, but we know, we still have the idea that the Shemesh is still behind it, and reflecting it in exactly the same way as it was when the Levona was been Meluyo. The limit of Chanukah is that you're supposed to appreciate the Oyer mitoich haChoshech, and mitoich the Oyer that there is in the Choshech, you're able to appreciate all the Choshech as well. The journey of Yosef to Mitzrayim, the journey that Yosef made through all his Nisoinus going down to Mitzrayim, Nisoinus with Eishes Potiphar, were actually prepared to bring some Oyer into the Golos, to be able to prepare Klal Yisrael, that when they come to the Golas, there's going to be a tiny little bit left. They were going to drop all the way down through the Memtes Shari Tumah. There'll be a tiny bit of oil left to be able to save them and bring them out. Yaakov Avinu was relying on Yosef to be his nemesis against Esau to protect him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed Yosef to be sent down to Mitzrayim to take away that last bit of protection, to be aware that there's no natural circumstances over here that will protect you. You've got to rely 100% with bitachon that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to protect you. And even when the bad things happen, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought this bad thing. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a bad thing? Because if it came from anybody else or anywhere else, it would never have this kind of diktuk where I have this little glimmer of light within it. A good Shabbos and good Chanukah.